This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. At the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Dallas, Texas, Fellowship Board Chairman Bishop Paul Lanier spoke with Fellowship Board Member Michelle Bachman, Dean of the Robertson School of Government at Regent University, about a kibbutz in southern Israel she visited as a teenager, and that Hamas later attacked on October 7th, 2023.
When I went to Israel, it completely changed my life as a young teenager. God supernaturally did something in my heart, Bishop, to create a love for the Jewish people that I never had, because I'd spent all those hours with the little children in the school at Kibbutz Be'eri and with the people. And I remember thinking,
Can you help me understand how far that kibbutz is from the Gaza border?
Oh, I'll tell you exactly. It's literally, if I look to my right, it was Gaza.
Wow.
As I was standing in Kibbutz Be'eri, it's literally right there, because when the terrorists came in, all they did is they walked through the field and they came right into Kibbutz Be'eri, the site of the worst slaughter of October 7th, 2023. There was a fence, but they cut the fence and they came in. They were actually within the perimeter a full half hour before the attack started, because they used shears and they cut the fence and they came in. So, for instance, we worked all week during the week, and then on the weekend, there was an old school bus that we could climb into, and we just drove over to Gaza. It just took a few minutes to get to the Mediterranean Sea, and I'd never been there. I thought, hey, you want to go body surfing in the Mediterranean Sea?
So it wasn't a threatening situation.
Oh, no threat at all. Wow. No, there was no threat, no fences. You could just walk into Gaza.
Discover the biblical and historical significance of Jerusalem with our complimentary Bible study. Download your copy at holylandradio.org.